Hello?
Hi, good evening. My name is Fred. I'm calling from National Opinion Survey. I am conducting a opinion survey, and I would like to ask you a few questions about education, community, and the nation. This is Andrew.
I can't understand a single word you're saying. It's like a dream man.
That's because I didn't have the microphone ready. I said, my name is Ed. I'm calling from the National Opinion Survey. I'm not selling anything. I'm conducting an opinion survey. And I would like to ask you a few questions about issues facing your community and the nation. Am I speaking with Andrew?
Yep.
Hi, Andrew. Okay. Andrew, first, are you in a place where you can talk safely and openly on your phone? I know we're calling you on a cell phone. So we would like to make this as quick as possible, and we really appreciate your time. Are you in a safe place so you can talk freely?
Sure.
Thank you. Does anyone in your house or work for a news media outlet, including print, radio, internet, or television?
No.
Thank you. Are you 18 years of age and or older and registered to vote?
Yes.
Thank you. I know it's still a long way off, but what are the chances that you will vote in the 2024 elections for president, Congress, or other offices? Will you definitely vote, probably vote? Are the chances 50-50, or you will probably not vote?
I will.
Definitely, right?
Yes.
Thank you. And just to make sure we have everyone age and everything, can you please tell me how old you are? What's your age?
47.
Thank you. Just to be sure that we're representing everyone, may I ask you race?
Caucasian.
Thank you. Thinking about the direction the country is headed in, generally speaking, are you very satisfied, or very dissatisfied with the direction in which the country is headed?
Very dissatisfied.
Dissatisfied, right?
Correct.
Thank you. Now, I'd like you to rate your feelings towards some people, organizations, or ideas using a scale from 0 to 100, on which a 100 means that you feel very warm and favorable towards them, a 0 means that you feel very cold and unfavorable, and a 50 means that you do not feel particularly warm or cold. You may use any number from 0 to 100, depending on how you feel. If you have no opinion, you have never heard of a person or organization, just let me know. Public school teachers, 0 to 100.
100.
Thank you. Public schools.
80.
Thank you. Charter schools.
I really have no opinion. I haven't really been involved with one.
Okay, not a problem. Okay. How about Donald Trump?
0.
Okay. The National Education Association or the NEA?
I'm sorry?
The National Education Association or NEA?
I'm not sure I've heard of them.
Okay, not a problem. Thank you. One or two. And how about woke culture or wokeism?
What? Who?
Woke culture, you know, W-O-K-E culture or wokeism?
I don't know who that is.
Okay. One or two. Thank you. How about the U.S. Department of Education?
Probably 50.
Thank you. And how about Moms for Liberty?
I have no idea who they are.
Okay, thank you. How about Joe Biden?
10.
What is it, 10?
Yeah, I'm not
thank
real
you.
Pleased with him either. 10.
Thank you. Generally speaking, how would you rate the quality of public schools in the U.S.? Excellent, good, fair? But just four.
Fair.
Thank you. Would you say public schools in your neighborhood are getting better, staying the same, or growing worse?
Staying the same.
Thank you. Some people view education as a means to prepare students for life. Generally speaking, how well do you think public schools do of preparing students for each of the following? Please rate each of the following topics on a scale from 0 to 10, where 10 means public schools prepare them very well, 5 means public schools prepare them somewhat, and 0 means that public schools do not prepare students at all regarding this topic. You can use any number between 0 and 10. Understanding the value of diversity and how to navigate an increasingly diverse world. 0 to 10.
Okay.
What number would you give me? That they prepare them for
okay.
this.
For a diverse world? Probably a 6.
Thank you. Now, develop social skills. You believe public schools prepare them to develop social skills on 0 to 10. What number would you give me?
8.
Thank you. How about grasp the academic basics of reading, writing, and math?
I would say 9.
Thank you. And be ready for higher education like college.
7.
Thank you. Compete for and get good jobs in the future global job market.
6.
Thank you. Develop critical thinking skills.
5.
Thank you. Would you say that your home stay spends not enough, too much, or just about the right amount on public school education? Not enough, too much, or about right?
I'm sorry, what was the first part of that?
You stay. Would you say that your home stay spends, how much they spend, you know? Not enough, too much,
oh, okay.
or just about the right amount on public school education?
Not enough.
Thank you. Have you attended a local public school board meeting in the last 2 years?
No.
Thank you. How much have you heard, seen, or read about critical race theory, or CRT? A lot, a little, nothing at all?
I guess nothing at all, because I don't believe it really exists.
Okay, thank you. As you may have heard, critical race theory, or CRT, which is not actually taught in kindergarten through 12th grade public schools, is being banned by some lawmakers. Some say that banning CRT is simply plain politics with education. Will you agree or disagree that CRT bans are mainly about politics?
Yes. It's 100% about politics.
Strongly agree or somewhat agree?
Strongly agree.
Thank you. How much have you heard, seen, or read about attempts to remove or ban books that discuss slavery or racism from public schools? A lot, a little, nothing at all?
I've heard a little about it.
Okay, thank you. Please tell me whether you agree or disagree with the following statements. Public school students should... I'm sorry?
Oh, go ahead.
Oh, okay. Public school students should not learn about the history of racism and slavery in the United States because it might make some students feel guilty or uncomfortable. Do you agree with that statement or you disagree?
I disagree with that.
Strongly or somewhat?
Strongly.
Thank you. How about teaching critical thinking skills require that teachers challenge students with alternate points of view, even those that aren't popular and might make some uncomfortable? Do you agree or disagree?
Okay, I'm sorry. Can you say the first part of that again?
Sure. Teaching critical thinking skills require that teachers challenge students with alternative points of view, even those that are not popular and might make some uncomfortable. Do you agree or disagree?
I agree.
Strongly or somewhat?
Strongly.
Thank you. teachers are professionals who can be trusted to decide what information to teach children. Individual parents shouldn't be able to dictate a school's curriculum. Do you agree or disagree?
I agree.
Strongly or somewhat?
Somewhat.
Thank you. Now I'm going to read you a list of ideas that some say will help improve the quality of public schools. For each, please tell me whether you strongly support, somewhat oppose, or strongly oppose it. Protecting educators' right to free speech and fighting back against efforts to ban teaching about race, gender, and sexuality. Do you support or oppose?
Okay. Can you say that one more time?
Yeah, sure. No problem. I'm going to read you a list of ideas that some say will help improve the quality of public schools. For each, please tell me whether you strongly support, somewhat oppose, or strongly oppose it. Protecting educators' right to free speech and fighting back against efforts to ban teaching about race, gender, and sexuality. Do you support or oppose?
I think they should have a right to build a...
Okay. Do you strongly support it or somewhat support? Strongly?
Somewhat support.
Somewhat, thank you. Increasing discipline in schools. Do you support or oppose?
Increasing. Support, I guess. Somewhat,
thank you. Adding an ethnic studies unit to the kindergarten through 12th grade public school curriculum.
Support.
Strongly or somewhat. Thank you. Giving parents the power to veto curriculum decisions in their schools. Do you support or oppose?
Oppose.
Somewhat or strongly?
Somewhat.
Thank you. Making it easier for parents to challenge books in school libraries they see as pornographic or books that they believe deal improperly with racial issues. Do you oppose or support?
Oppose.
Somewhat or strongly?
Strongly.
Thank you. Some U.S. cities have approved a new Black Studies curriculum for kindergarten to 12th grade public schools. This new Black Studies curriculum teaches children about early African civilizations, the Black experience in America, and the contributions and accomplishments of African Americans. Knowing this, do you support or oppose the decision to add a Black Studies unit to the kindergarten to 12th grade public school curriculum?
Support.
Strongly or somewhat?
Strongly.
Thank you. Now, next, I'm going to read you some arguments that others might make about education in America. Please rate each using a scale from 0 to 10, where 10 means that you find it very convincing argument, a 5 means it is somewhat convincing argument, a 0 means that it is not at all convincing argument. You can use any number between 0 and 10. History teachers have a responsibility to ensure that their lessons reflect an accurate history of this nation and the world we live in. So when radical politicians and parents attempt to whitewash history and remove the parts that they say are too dangerous or unpleasant, we must fight back. These attempts to rewrite history not only diminishes the injustice experienced by generations of Americans, but they also prevent educators from challenging our students to achieve a more just future. Do you find that convincing or not at all, or somewhat?
Convincing, Tim.
Tim, thank you. We don't allow non-experts to yell at doctors about how to perform surgery, or a carpenter and electrician about how to build a house. It should be the same with teachers. Teachers have spent years or even decades earning their credentials and studying their subject matters. So teachers should decide what to include in the school curriculum, not parents, and certainly not politicians. 0 to 10.
Eight.
Thank you. Working for diverse classrooms and inclusive lessons isn't just the right thing to do. It is also the smart move for kids of all races. Students improve their critical thinking and problem-solving skills when they learn alongside classmates from different cultures and backgrounds. And exposure to diversity helps prepare them to navigate our increasingly diverse world, a skill that college and employers value. 0 to 10. You find that convincing or not?
Okay. I'm sorry, you're going to have to say that one again.
Okay, not a problem. Working for diverse classrooms and inclusive lessons isn't just the right thing to do. It is also the smart move for kids of all races. Students improve their critical thinking and problem-solving skills when they learn alongside classmates from different cultures and backgrounds. And exposure to diversity helps prepare them to navigate our increasingly diverse world, a skill that college and employers value.
Are you there?
Yes.
Hello?
Do you hear me?
Oh, yeah. Yeah. 10.
Oh, thank you. Yeah. Okay, sometimes over the course of a survey, people's opinions change. So once again, please tell me whether you agree or disagree with the following statement. Teaching critical thinking skill requires that teachers challenge students with alternative points of view, even those that are not popular and might make some uncomfortable. Do you agree or disagree?
Agree.
Strongly or somewhat?
Strongly.
Thank you. Teachers are professionals who can be trusted to decide what information to teach children. Individual parents should not be able to dictate a school's curriculum. Do you agree or disagree?
Agree somewhat.
Thank you. We're going to switch gears here a little bit. The last few questions are for statistical purposes only. What is the last year of schooling that you have completed?
I have 2 associate degrees, so however you want to write that.
Okay. Thank you. You didn't get a BA. You just got an AA, right?
Yeah, I've got 2 AAs.
Okay. Thank you. Which of the following best describes your work situation? Are you employed, retired, disabled, unemployed, a student, or a homemaker?
Employed.
Thank you. Are you married, unmarried, living with a partner, single, separated, divorced, or widowed?
Married.
Thank you. Regardless of how you have previously voted, do you think of yourself as a Democrat, a Republican, an independent, or something else?
Independent.
Thank you. Do you have any children 18 years of age or younger living in your household?
Yes.
Thank you. Which of the following describes your child's children's school? Public school, charter school, private school, homeschool?
Public.
Thank you. Thinking about your approach to political issues, will you describe yourself as a very liberal, somewhat liberal, moderate, somewhat conservative, or very conservative?
That's kind of a tough one because neither one of those actually fits. I'm somewhere in between both.
So moderate.
Some things that. Yeah, I guess moderate.
Yeah, because that's in between the both. yeah, moderate. Okay.
Well, some things I'm pretty liberal on, some things I'm pretty conservative on. So I guess moderate.
So you want me to put somewhat liberal?
Just leave it as moderate.
Okay, thank you. How often do you attend church or religious services? Twice a week?
Never.
Or more? That was quick. Okay. I hear you. For each of the found descriptions I read, please tell me if it applies to you personally or to someone in your household. It's a born-again evangelical or fundamentalist Christian. Okay. It's an educator, such as a teacher, professor, or a classroom aide.
I'm sorry?
It's an educator if it applies to you or someone in your household. It's an educator. In other words, like a teacher, a professor, or a classroom aide.
I'm sorry. I must not be following what you said. I think you cut out on part of that.
Okay. Let me try it again. Okay. For each of the following descriptions I read, please tell me if it applies to you personally or to someone in your household. And this is what I'm going to read you. It's an educator, in other words, like a teacher or professor.
Okay.
Okay. Does that apply at all to anyone in your household or to yourself?
Yes, my wife.
Okay. Applies here. Thank you. How would you describe the area where you live? Urban, suburban, rural?
Rural.
Thank you. Thank you so much. You've been great. Are we done? Have a great night. Take care.
All right. You have a good one.
Bye. You too. Thank you. Bye.